Hi guys, and have a good time. This is Samin, and here I'm gonna talk about five powerful strategies for boost your self-confidence. This is a very important subject for every English learner. In fact, the reason that I think it's very important is that maybe you have been practicing English for a long time, but because you have no self-confidence or your self-confidence is low, maybe you can't communicate with the native English speaker, or you can't even maybe participate in these forum challenges, and maybe you can't even communicate with the other people in your job, in your career, because your self-confidence is low, or you think that you have no self-confidence. So here I'm gonna say that self-confidence gives the power to everyone that he can conquer the world. In fact, self-confident people are admired by the other people, and they and all of people in the world desire to be more confident and desire to be like this self-confident person, people. So in fact, you can see that it's very important, and we have to practice to increase this skill in ourselves. Yes, it needs to be practiced. In fact, we have to learn how to increase our self-confidence. So here I'm gonna talk about the first and the most important strategy for being self-confident. In fact, most people, most confident people believe in themselves. In fact, they believe in their abilities. They know that maybe they are not the most gifted and the most talented person in their career, in their field, but they know that they can do it. They know that they have this ability to do everything, and with this attitude they go toward their goals, and because they believe in themselves, they can do it. So I wanna ask a question here, and that's it. How you can, when you don't believe yourself, how you can expect the other people believe in you? So another item and strategy number two for increasing your self-confidence is that remove the negative self-talk and replace them with positive self-talk. In fact, most of us have some self-talk in a day, and for me it's very, very much. And in a day, maybe I think with myself, very, very self-talk, and I think I can say that most of them is very negative, and maybe they make me frustrated. But I have to learn to change this negative self-talk, and I have to replace them with a positive self-talk. For example, instead of say that I can't do that, or I have no knowledge about this topic and I can't really do that, I have to change this negative self-talk, and I have to say that I will do that, or I can do that, and all of this thing. So you know that our brain is programmed for achieving to your goal, for solving our problems. And when you think with yourself that I can't, you send a message for your brain that it's weak, and it can't do that. In fact, when you think about when you don't believe in yourself, and you say that I can't, this message will make you very weak emotionally, physically and mentally. So we have to be careful about our self-talk, and we have to learn how to speak with ourselves only positive self-talk. So another very powerful way for increasing our self-confidence is that we have to be prepared. In fact, if you want to have a presentation, or if you want to take an exam and you think that you have no confidence to passing this process, and here you have to learn everything about your presentation, or maybe I mentioned in another voice with the title of perpetual education. And if you remember, I said that we have to learn something every day, and we have to be permanent learner in our job or in our lessons or everything. We have to learn everything related to our career, and we have to know that this is very powerful way to increase your self-confidence. In fact, when you know that you can answer to everybody question in your presentation, you can really you can really present a very good presentation. So in fact, another powerful way that help us to boost our self-confidence is that pay attention to your body language. Body language is very important for communication, for our communication, and I'm gonna talk about body language in another voice with more detail. But here the most important item for have a good body language is that smiling and eye contact and have a good posture. In fact, when you wanna communicate with someone, if your shoulders is back and you have a good posture, in fact your head is up, and you look at the eyes of person in front of you, and you are smiling, in fact this is a very powerful way to show to the other people that you are a confident person. And maybe you can go extra mile and pay more attention to your maybe the style of your hair, or your face, your shave of your face, and your dressing. In fact, these are very detailed tips, but they will help us to be more confident. In fact, when you feel better about yourself, you show to the other people that I'm a very nice person maybe, and I'm a confident person, and the other people feel this confident in within you. So the other factor is that you have to make a list from all of your breakthroughs. So you know, for example, you have to think about all of your life, and think about all of your success in your life, and all of things that you are thankful and grateful for them, and make a list and place this list everywhere that you can, you could see that list every day. For example, on the refrigerator door, or on your mirror in your bathroom. And you have to notice, you have to look at to this list every day. You know, our life is full of challenges, and maybe one day you wake up and you see and you think with yourself that I have no confidence, I was very good, very bad yesterday, and all of this thing make you feel a little weak. But with looking at this breakthroughs, this succeed, you can see that how amazing person you are and how amazing works you do in your life. So thanks a lot for listening to me. I hope you enjoy from this voice, and I really suggest you to use from this strategy, because I could become better, but by this strategy I could boost my self-confidence only by this some kind of very easy strategy. And I hope you do that, and I hope you be more confident in your life and your career. So thanks again, and have a good time. Bye bye.